Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, the podcast where we watch a show from our youth to see how it holds up.
It doesn't.
I am Sky.
I'm Jake.
Today we are watching Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation, episode 12?
13.
What's the name of the song?
Mutant Reflections.
Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me? When will my reflection show who I am?
Will we get sued?
Probably. How many seconds? That was probably too many seconds.
Oh, shit.
But that would imply that they were listening.
Disney listens to all of our podcasts.
They are very litigious. I'll edit it down to the amount of seconds that's allowed.
I wish everyone could have seen the look in your eyes when I started singing.
I'm not familiar with that song.
It's from Mulan.
Is it?
Okay. Christina Aguilera sings it over the end credits.
Mulan is probably the Disney movie I've seen the least.
Because you hate women.
Actually, that's not true. Probably like Dumbo or Pinocchio, because I don't... Or The Jungle Book, because I've never seen any of those, I don't think, all the way through.
Have you ever seen The Black Cauldron?
No.
Me either.
Okay.
I bet you've never seen Song of the South.
I've seen part of it. I watched whatever it was that you downloaded, and then we realized how boring it was.
Yeah, it was really boring. It was way more boring than it was racist.
Yep.
So this is Pop Culture Failure, where we talk about Mulan.
Apparently. I wouldn't call that a failure, but it didn't have a whole lot of impact. They leave her out of the princesses.
Yeah, she gets left out a lot. Like, every other Disney show has had, like, its cartoon and all that. And not Mulan. She just gets relegated to the background a lot.
She was a real person.
Is that her problem?
Well, there was that, and also the story isn't that close. Eventually, she got sold into a harem or something and killed herself, so...
Also, Eddie Murphy picked up that prostitute that was a transvestite, then she ended up dead.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It is 1998. I looked it up like 3 days ago because we're talking about Eddie Murphy.
Were we?
I don't know. Not me and you at work. Okay. I just want everyone to know I don't know that much about Eddie Murphy.
So this episode wasn't great. As you can tell, we're very eager to talk about it. We don't have a guest this week, but that's fine.
Yeah, I blame...
We've got a couple more lined up. That'll be
cool.
Fun.
Can I be on that episode too?
Yeah.
We'll see.
So we watched this episode... And it was super weird. It's a Dr. Queez episode, so there's lots of extra sound effects.
He is the sound effectiest character. Like, Silver has a lot of sound effects, but they're, like, monkey-appropriate sound effects. Dr. Queez is just all over the place.
It doesn't make a lick of sense, but that's kind of what we've come to accept.
Does.
Yeah, just kind of come to accept that and expect that.
Yet again, it's an episode that if you just explained it, like, in a sentence, it sounds cool. Dr. Queez clones the turtles and they try and fight.
Yeah.
That sounds all right, but the execution is so bad.
Yeah, we'll get into why it's so weird as we go along.
Because to name them all right now would take too long.
We get our establishing shot. It's a new establishing shot.
Yeah, people like walking over sewers.
And Michelangelo and Raphael are walking through and they're having an argument about Batman versus Superman. An argument we've all had. And Michelangelo is pro-Superman, and Raphael is pro-Batman.
And I feel like there's your argument right there, is the mildly retarded one is pro-Superman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not in, so you're Team Batman in that fight?
Everyone who's interesting is Team Batman in that fight. Everyone who's written a comic is Team Batman. Batman always wins.
Yeah, but given everybody's power set... There's no contest. It should be Superman.
No, it should be Superman, but it's never Superman.
Yeah, but it absolutely should be, because...
He should just blast him with his eyes from a sitting position, like, oh, stop it. Pew, from
200
done.
Miles away.
Yeah.
I've seen him lobotomize people with his heat vision. I will argue that he cannot punch him into space, but only because the human body would not be able to withstand that. If Superman punched Batman with enough force to jettison him into space, he would just liquefy. So there'd just be
he
jello.
He could throw him into space.
He could absolutely just pick him up, fly out, and he'd probably burn up in Atmo. But you'd bring him into space and throw him into the sun.
But, as you know, Batman's always prepared for these things. Which is the point Raphael is making.
Which is bullshit. You cannot... whatever.
Batman's the more interesting character, so he always wins.
Yeah, I know. And he did that one time in an alternate universe, so that's why we got Batman versus Superman, and Batman won.
Anyway, they continue to argue, and Michelangelo gives Raphael some gum.
Yeah, it's prank gum that's too hot and full of cinnamon or whatever.
You know, it's chili pepper gum.
Oh, is it chili? Yeah, you're right. He does say chili pepper, which implies that he made it himself.
Unless he bought it somewhere?
I always thought that the hot gum was full of cinnamon. Or whatever's in Red Hots.
But nothing in this makes sense.
Fair enough. Raphael discards the gum by throwing it on the sewer because he's already in the sewer. And why bother not littering? And then we cut over to the laboratory where Dr. Quease has built a battle bot and sent it to retrieve gum.
And seemingly put his own eyeball in it.
Yep. The eyeball doesn't move or change direction, really. It's just like in this... It looks like an RC car, an RC tank, really, because it has treads. And on its left side, there's this giant orb with an eye in it and a grabby arm. So it's the worst BattleBot ever made, but it's still functional in retrieving gum.
Bots were different in 1997.
It's no Chomp, I'll tell you that. So Quease apparently, in fact, removed his own eye. He's also not wearing his internet headset.
Why he looks less weird than usual.
Yeah.
I was like, something's less off-putting than usual.
He's still definitely an animated corpse, but they put an enormous eye patch that covers half of his face.
Also, we didn't catch that the eye was in the robot till much later in the episode in our original watching.
Because he did, in fact, have to tell us that he put his eye in the robot, which is such a weird thing to do, dude. Especially when you could just build an optical receiver. You built a teleporter thingy not too long ago. You couldn't just put a camera in there?
He's so smart, he doesn't see, like, common sense things.
I guess.
He's too good at being a mad scientist.
Apparently. I don't know. Even though when we first met him, he was just giving astronomy lectures. But whatever.
Cult.
We don't know it was a cult. We just assume it was.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then we get credits. And when those are finally over, we cut over to the New York Police Department that has neon. And there's a Batman Forever.
Oh, no, it's Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin
ad above it.
It places it squarely in 1997.
Uh-huh.
I was too taken aback by the police department having a giant neon sign.
Yeah,
looks like it's selling donuts.
It looks like the Copacabana or whatever mask went to.
Yeah, it does.
It has that kind of 1997, we're pretending to be the 20s, but now chic, I guess.
I was 12 years old in 1997, and I had a Batman and Robin poster. I don't remember how I obtained it. I think someone I knew worked at a movie theater and gave it to me.
Oh.
And it hung on my wall for way too long.
That title always struck me as odd, because it's Batman and Robin, but also Batgirl's there.
Well, Batman Forever is where Robin shows up, so the next one, if there had been one, it would have been Batman and Robin and Batgirl, you see.
Or Bat Family.
Yeah, or something like that.
But unfortunately, George Clooney killed the franchise.
I think Joel Schumacher killed the franchise. I still don't hate that movie. It's terrible, but I don't hate it. Don't get me wrong, it's awful.
Oh, I've seen it.
But I like it.
It has some of the worst puns ever
punned. The best puns.
Nope. But we cut away from... We just saw the police station for no reason at all, and then we cut over to the Dragon Lord's lair, where Quease has cloned himself a new eye and put it in with no problem, and it works just fine.
And you're not a scientist, he's a scientist.
That's fair. And then he gets a cell phone call on a walkie-talkie, and it's Dragon Lord from his throne room.
Who's talking on his Bluetooth, apparently.
Yep, because he's not holding a phone, and we just see him as he's pacing his throne room. Just talk. Apparently, Quease is to make an army of clones of the Turtles. He sent out his little robot to collect DNA samples.
From the gum that he puts on the sewer floor.
Yeah.
How much other DNA must be on that sewer floor?
Quite a bit. But here's my problem with this whole thing. So, say Quease is able to successfully clone a turtle. He is. But that comes later. Dragon Lord's whole thing is, I want to eat some mutant turtles and get their power.
That's not his thing in this episode.
Right. But that is what he's established. And he kind of brings it up later that he wants to be mutated.
So he can be a deity, but he's already a lord.
Right, and he has godlike powers
already.
But why doesn't he just have Quease, like, printing press style, making out clone turtles that he can eat for snacks or whatever?
Well, that is what he wants him to do, but he wants it for an army. But Quease has seen Multiplicity and knows you can't clone a clone from a clone. So you have to clone the clone from the original source, just like Jango Fett. That's why he lives on Kamino.
Okay. Too many movies in that analogy.
I know a lot of cloning movies.
Apparently. But you begin with one and end with a different one.
Well, it's because I don't exactly remember what happens in Multiplicity other than Michael Keaton gets more and more retarded as you clone him from the clone. And he says, I like pizza, Steve. The last clone.
Well, pizza is delicious.
Yes.
He'd fit right in on the show.
But yeah, even the Caminoans.
Caminoans?
Caminoans. It's really hard.
The people of Camino.
Yeah. Lamassu and Tanui.
Well, don't they specialize explicitly in cloning?
Yeah.
So they would know that.
Yeah, that's why they keep Jango Fett.
Yeah.
That's why he lives there.
Sorry, the way you phrase it, you're like, even they know it. Well, of course they would know it. That's their thing.
I don't know. I got caught up on how to say Caminoans. There's a way to say it.
Is it Caminoan?
Camino. I don't know.
I said it with confidence, if that helps.
I read a thing on the internet not that long ago that taught me how to pronounce it, and I don't remember what it was.
Ask Siri.
Siri, who lives on Camino?
The people of Camino. But anywho, Queez tells the Dragon Lord that he needs more samples, and then spits out a bunch of science jargon. The weird thing is, Dragon Lord calls Queez, starts the conversation as though...
Yeah, as if he didn't call him.
Right. It was super weird and very aggressive, but I guess that's just his management style.
Give me good news. It's much more awkward than that.
Yeah.
Also, he's calling him on the phone right now, because later he uses the view screen.
Yeah, the security screen that's a circle. This episode's weird, y'all. He sends out his battle bot... Or no. So the BattleBot relinquishes the gum.
Yeah. How's that thing getting in the sewer? It can literally only go straight.
Yeah, but he probably just drops it down the secret passage.
Oh yeah, that leads right to their house.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
We cut back to the sewer where Donatello's wandering about. He has fixed himself a GPS using his eye in the sky, a watch that has approximately 6 LED lights in it.
That just blink.
Yep.
It's 20 years later, and I have the technology he's pretending to have right now on my watch.
Yep. Good on you, Donatello. Then Raphael sneaks up behind him.
I love the clone faces.
Uh-huh.
They're just the robots inside the turtles shut off.
Yep. It's just the default turtle face. So we don't know right away that it's a clone other than his posture and just no word.
I mean, I knew grunting. The whole time.
Well, yeah, but like they have...
Were you
they
don't confused? Make it
explicit, not for a second.
Okay.
But Donatello gets kicked in the stomach by this clone and gets sent flying like 20 feet. And Donatello still doesn't get it that maybe this isn't Raph. Because maybe Raphael's just this big a dick.
That is true. Also, Queez has the exact same clothing and outfits that the turtles wear.
Yeah, which leads me to believe that maybe they're genetic.
Those belts are part of their just
yep,
being.
Knee pads are part of mutant turtles.
That's fair. Look, I love their giant playing cards they have because they're giant ass hands.
We cut back to the lair and Venus and Raph are playing cards, and because cards. They can't use their hands, they have to have those giant novelty decks. Leonardo's flossing, which wouldn't be important except for that's how the robot gets his DNA. And all the while he's flossing, he's also spouting bullshit about ninja code dictating that the teeth have to be free of food or something. It's super weird. While Michelangelo and Splinter are watching sea turtles on the Nature Channel or whatever, or possibly pornography. Hard to tell.
Also, I think Splinter has a beer. I can't be certain, but see? I think he has a beer.
I think that's just a teacup.
Nah, I'm pretty sure he has a beer.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. It could be full of beer or vodka. Leonardo pops something from his teeth into Michelangelo's cereal that has no milk in it, and Michelangelo continues eating it. Donatello comes in angry because Raphael just attacked him, so he pulls him up off the couch and he starts holding him by the neck and jumping around because he's mad.
I mean, they don't settle anything like people.
I guess.
Is there cereal on top of Michelangelo's head?
Oh, how could there not be? But Raphael has been with them the entire morning, and even though everyone in the room corroborates it, Donatello refuses to believe it. Everybody's... Yes, there is cereal off his head because he shook his head.
Yep,
and cereal came a-tumbling down.
And now it's in the rat's hair.
No second takes. But Raph's like, hey, I wouldn't just attack you.
He's right. He only attacks Leonardo. I only get mad if I fight Leonardo. I don't know what you're talking about. We do it on roof. We summarize these scenes so much faster than they actually happen. Yeah,
because nothing happens in them.
They repeat themselves a lot.
Yeah, they do. They gotta pad out the time somehow. But Donatello accuses Raphael of maybe having rabies.
Also, Leonardo throws that floss down. He was straight up, like, flossing with, like, string, not floss.
Yeah.
Well, it's like rope.
You can't see floss on a standard definition camera.
I guess that's true.
And he also throws it down with such gusto.
You ever tried to throw floss? It doesn't. It gets wrapped around your finger, and you got to do that like twinkly finger thing to get it off.
Like you're a shitty magician.
Yeah.
Spirit fingers. We cut back over to Quiz, and he's watching Raphael kick Donatello on his computer. And then there's so many methods for Dragon Lord to contact Quiz, because he takes over the computer and they Skype. He's like, "Hey, clone each of the turtles."
Yeah, which is what he already said last time.
Yeah, but we had a commercial break in between, so the kids watching at home are idiots and can't follow the story.
In case you got home from school late.
Yeah. And he's just like, "Hey, I want an army of cloned Ninja Turtles. Make it happen." He says it like three times. Quiz sends out the robot to go collect DNA, which finds the turtles' lair, no problem.
Which the entrance to is that ladder. How do they get in there?
I don't know, through the carport?
Yeah.
Luckily, they live in squalor, and nobody bothered picking up that floss that Leonardo just threw on the floor, so the robot gets it.
It's abject squalor. It's so gross. No one cares at all for their homes.
That's why Splinter's heavy drinking.
Yep.
So the turtles go out and about looking for something. I don't know. Donatello's recounting what happened. Michelangelo needs to blow his nose for the first time in the series, because it's plot relevant. He does it into a handkerchief, which eventually gets thrown on the ground, and that's how they get Michelangelo's DNA.
That's not how you use handkerchiefs. They're reusable.
Yep, you use it specifically because it's reusable.
Yeah.
But...
And he was carrying it.
Well, somebody was. I think it was Leonardo because it's blue.
I don't know.
It's impossible to
also
tell.
I think it's purple.
Whatever. It's unimportant. Leonardo's spit was in the floss. Yeah, now they got snot from Michelangelo.
His snot's in there. Also, at some point, he says that he's going to clone Donatello from the sweat from the clone Raphael's hand.
Yep.
Because he slapped him. That's a thing you can do?
I mean, there is DNA in your sweat, but it probably got mixed with the clone sweat.
Yeah. Or anything he touched between there and there.
They find the location where Donatello was jumped by Raphael, and Venus and Raph come walking up. They start recounting what happened again. The robot comes up.
Yeah, they see the blinking, and they're like, "What is it?" They're like, "Careful," and then it's just this little shit robot that they should just kick over.
And Venus thinks it's cute, and she touches the eye.
She says the toaster escaped, which I genuinely thought was funny.
I did say that wasn't a terrible joke. It could have been way worse. I expected her to say something completely unrelated, like an idiom that had nothing to do with anything.
What is it? Raphael calls it Cuisinart.
Yeah.
Is that a joke because his name is Quiz?
I mean, it's the best joke we could have gotten.
Also, I think sometimes we find jokes in things that they didn't mean.
That's also possible. Somehow this very slow-moving, awkward robot gets away to return with the various DNA samples.
And then Quiz picks it up because it doesn't weigh anything.
Yep. It's feather light.
It looks way heavier than it is.
Yeah, the prop designer did a pretty decent job on this shitty BattleBot, but... Remember the teleportation machine that they built that Donatello destroyed? Well, apparently Quiz repurposed it into a clone machine.
It's just that little red hatch, and then he shoves the hanky in there.
Yep. And it's just that easy. We don't actually see a turtle popping out of it.
Yeah, we don't know where the clones actually come out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because they can't be bothered to show us. Because
later when they break it, it's a different machine that they break.
Yeah, it is. Because Venus touched the eyeball, he can collect her sweat or her oils or whatever.
Her turtle essence.
And he throws a cotton ball in the machine also. So now he's got 4 of the 5 turtles.
I was really worried he was just going to throw it in there with the Donatello one.
And we'd get a horrible fly situation. Yeah.
And then they do their get on motorcycles and cars things. There's like a lightning flashes as if they're driving into a storm or something.
Well, they're going to bring the thunder.
Ah. Also, Sky, tell everyone what you said, how you know if someone's a clone or not.
No. Well, you would do the obvious thing and you would put either a car or a motorcycle. And if the turtle jumps at it, then obviously he's real.
Yeah, if he yells turtle-fied, certified, and jumps on the motorcycle.
That there's a real turtle. But if he walks mechanically for some reason, that it must be a clone, because the clones are cyborgs, question mark?
Yeah, we're not clear if these are clones or just, like, robots that look like... But you wouldn't need DNA for a robot.
Unless it's a Terminator situation?
Where it's a robot with people skin?
Yeah.
Or turtle skin?
They're almost people. They're halfway there.
Yeah. In that they have penises.
We don't see them. So
they're there.
The turtles drive over to the Rank headquarters and like, be careful, this place is crawling with Rank guards. Yes, of course it is, you idiot. Why would you even... Clone version of Donatello hops down, and he doesn't say anything.
And I was certain we were never going to see the actual turtle with their clone turtle.
Yeah.
But then it happens, and I was really surprised.
Yeah. Leonardo sees it and's like, hey, Donatello, get down from there. We're trying to be sneaky. Because he's, for once, trying to be a real ninja. But instead, Donatello proper comes over and's like, that one's really handsome. And then the two Donatellos fight.
And the others just watch him. Instead of teaming up against the bad one, 5-1, they just quip while their friend gets beat up.
Yeah. Well, the clone Donatello is able to say a thing. When they ask, which one's the real one? He's able to say, me. And then, in order to determine it, Raphael posits the question, what did Michelangelo eat that made him really sick and Master Splinter got mad at him?
Which is an odor eater out of Splinter's slippers. Does Splinter wear shoes?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. And it's an odor eater with pizza sauce and cheese on it.
Yes. Michelangelo will have you know, odor eaters are good with cheese.
Come on. God damn it. Come on. God damn it. Come on. God damn it. What the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fucking...
Because it should have poisoned him.
Yeah.
Which it did, because he got really sick. Why would he continue eating them?
But
is to raise a tolerance, like in Princess Bride? Did he like the Princess Bride too much?
Yes.
Okay.
Cracked it. But, like, it's one thing when he eats, like, weird foods together. And he's literally eating things out of people's shoes. With cheese on them.
And pizza sauce.
Is that funny?
No!
What? The best thing about this episode is the poster for Batman and Robin in the background. Because no one eats fucking shoes in that. Trying to get a weird laugh.
Yeah, it really falls flat.
I feel like 12-year-old me would have thought that was really funny. And 12-year-old you would have had the exact same reaction you have right now.
Yes.
Just sighing and taking your glasses off and rubbing your head in frustration. And I would have been like, that's really funny. I'm going to pretend to eat some odor eaters later in front of people.
Did 12-year-old me have glasses? I don't... He probably did.
I don't know. He was frustrated at everything. Though,
that
sure.
is definitely accurate. But yeah, so Donatello knows, and they tackle the other Donatello, who just stands there waiting for it as they announce this plan of action.
Yeah.
And then they pull the old switcheroo, because they have clone Donatello. And they know the path of the other clones, and they're out doing stuff, I guess?
Yeah, well, they had to go buy bananas and stuff.
No, because they were born with them.
All right.
Or hatched, I don't know. So, they're walking single file to hide their numbers.
Sort of like robots.
Well, they're all doing a different motion, but they're all also spouting their catchphrases, except for Venus, who's just giggling.
Their catchphrases are coming out of them, but their mouths aren't moving at all.
No.
Because they're in that weird dead robot phase. And there's a slight robot sound as they walk.
Yeah, and they've got clones. Little robot bits on their shells that lead up into their...
We don't know that yet, though.
Well, no, you can see them as they walk by.
You can see them now that I know to look for them.
Yeah. Well, I noticed, but...
But you can shut it.
But they wander directly into Queez's laboratory, and he has no security and no method of, hey, checking to make sure that they are, in fact, the ones... Because your goddamn door was just wide open. Maybe check them to make sure that they're the thing that you think they are. But whatever, it's fine. Queez is back on the phone with Dragon Lord, who's not even keeping up a pretense of speaking to the screen or on a phone. He's just waving his hands and yelling.
He's acting the fuck out of this. Say what you will about Queez, the actor who acts him, he knows what he's in. Like,
he's the right level of cheesy.
Yeah.
And he's... Yeah, you're right. That's the perfect way to say it.
Yeah, he knows where he's at in this acting world. And I think if they weren't constantly surrounding his acting with chicken sounds, then it wouldn't come off as awful. Like, you wouldn't just be filled with a hate.
Yeah, this wouldn't have killed his career.
Yeah.
Because he's genuinely a good actor. It's sad. Or it's possible that the bar is set so low. He's refreshing.
That is true.
But I think he's actually a good actor.
He's a good character actor, at least. He knows how to lay on the campiness.
That's fair. Maybe. Maybe he was in Batman and Robin. No, his IMDb has no other credits.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we checked.
I mean, I suppose he could be uncredited, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. Queez doesn't like Dragon Lord because he's, I don't know, he probably thinks him beneath him. And he walks across, he walks in front of his turtle clones, looking at his handiwork.
Look at fucking the Leonardo puppet.
Yeah, it's ghastly. His mouth is just wide open.
It's wide open, but the mouth is like droopy in spots. It's all stroked out.
Yeah, it's super creepy. But Queez has this doodad.
I thought he was going to drill into their brains.
That's what it looks like it should be. But instead, it's just...
It's a button pusher.
Yeah, it's a dialing wand. All the turtles have these little, I don't know, like circular, like a coaster kind of on their back with a phone cord leading into their head. And if you press it, it activates their mad.
Yeah, they get full of rage or something.
It fills them with the angries. It says unintelligible in the subtitles, but Michelangelo starts mumbling pizza and shaking with rage.
And he straight up refers to everyone by their name except for Venus.
Yep, who he calls princess, because why not? Let's add some sexism in there.
It's
so he gets to Donatello. Mecha
spinal thermostat, that's what that little googa is called.
And Donatello obviously doesn't have one because they pulled the old switcheroo. Because
he's real!
As real as he gets. Donatello chose this moment to reveal himself, even though there are four extra mad, super strong mutant clones. But I suppose he's fine because they don't react in any way other than to turn and watch.
And he wrestles that button pusher thing out of Queez's hand like it's going to do anything. And then the other turtles show up with a fake Donatello, and they meanwhile have figured out you just gotta pull the robot thing off his back and he dies.
Yeah, also they're like, we found you. It's like, you knew exactly where he was going. You were downstairs.
Didn't they hide so he could sneak in? Isn't that what happened?
Sort of. I don't think they needed to, because the turtle, they just walked right by and didn't notice that they were missing one and then had one.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Queez makes it seem like that's how I control, they hold up the thermostat. Queez says, that's how I control them, which made me think that, oh, if you pull that off, they're just going to go berserk.
Yeah.
When in reality, no, if you yank it off, they just die.
So then they kick each other for a while.
Michelangelo fights himself, and he's like, I can't win, I'm too good. And then they splice in some, oh, my feet stink jokes and other stuff.
This whole deal is like a whole, exploration into nurture versus nature. Because they all the clones know exactly how to fight, like, turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Who... I think trained most of their lives with a sensei.
Yeah.
But they...
Dragon magic.
Okay.
Fixed it.
Yep.
But Queez doesn't bother hitting, an alarm or anything. Like, maybe activate that tractor beam thing he had.
Or just get the gun.
But whatever, it's fine. Raphael puts Venus in a helicopter spin and slams her into the cafeteria rack. And it looks like he killed her, because he did.
Yeah.
Like, Michelangelo knocks himself down and pulls out his thermostat, which you'd think would just be a temperature management system.
No, it's a mecha spinal thermostat. It's different.
Right.
Look it up.
Which deactivates their brainstem and kills them immediately.
I guess Raphael makes that Venus so dizzy. Oh, and then it's not a Ninja Turtles fight if they don't use a chair. Every
at least in this lab.
A chair.
Yeah, and they keep calling them turtle bots.
Yeah.
So I guess we don't feel bad when they murder them without mercy. They just kind of throw the turtle corpses on the ground.
Real creepy, this...
Yeah, because she does some death twitches.
Yeah. Like, the others just go, boo, yeah. But she, twitches.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
But at least they didn't make any, motions towards the clone being sexy and at least now there's two of ya.
Yeah, now we can fuck this one. But, and then because you were like, what about all these corpses? And yep. Then Queez answered your question.
Luckily, he's got some liquid nitrogen thing built in there.
Yeah.
So they're going to be carbonized. in liquid nitrogen, which doesn't make any sense, but he says it's permanent but painless. I'm no monster. And then, like, there's some steam and some electricity after effects, and the turtle corpses disintegrate.
They don't disintegrate, they're carbonized in liquid nitrogen.
Right, but here's what you do. Like, liquid nitrogen is rocket fuel, and carbonized means you burn them.
I don't know.
Donatello picks up a stool instead of using his weapon or his science brain, and he's gonna smash the clone device.
Wait, you missed the best part. Whis tries to stop him, and
because there's, like, information on these machines, like, that aren't housed anywhere else.
In the name of science, don't do it. And then Donatello says, "You don't do science, you do evil."
Yep. And then yells Mega Shellage Tone, which doesn't match the tone in any capacity, but
you
fine.
You don't do science, you do evil.
Me, personally?
Everyone.
Okay. He smashes the machine once, not really destroying it. All Quiz has to do is fix that gauge. But Quiz decides to escape from his own lab instead of calling for reinforcements because it's connected to the Dragon Church. And then he reveals that he has rocket boots and flies away.
He sure does.
And then the turtles escape, get into their car, and drive off because it's super far, I guess, after all.
Yeah.
And then they're just yelling, we are the Ninja Turtles, accept no imitations. When these guys are pale imitations of every other iteration of the Ninja Turtles.
So you've said.
Yeah, it's real exhausting.
I will say, I do like that they had those things in their back. So, unlike when they fight the Rank or the Gorilla guys, you know that they've beat those guys. Like, they yanked that off and they've won that particular... Yeah. Little scuffle.
That's a terrible design by Dr. Quiz.
Sure is. Put it in their butt.
Or maybe don't include it.
I mean, that might work too.
Oh, boy.
How would you fill them with rage juice if they didn't have a thermostat button?
I don't know. Maybe take their pizza away?
Tell them that they can't eat shoes. No more shoes for you, Michelangelo.
Jesus Christ. So what would you say is the most turtle-rific part of this episode?
When we talked about Mulan.
That was pretty turtle-rific.
Hells yeah. Hells yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, so that's how the episode ends. It just ends abruptly with them driving home victorious. There wasn't a lot to this episode. The Dr. Quiz episodes, despite having the best actor, are the weakest so far.
They never quite seem very full and fleshed out, like... You spend most of the episode collecting their DNA, and then they fight them once, and it's over.
Yep. Because they murdered them and then disintegrated the bodies.
They sure did.
Leaving us at the status quo, and the machine has a dent in it, so it can't be used again.
I think we only have two more Quiz episodes left. I think there are only 5 Quiz episodes.
That's sad.
Don't worry. Salmon, Bone Steel, Silver, and the Dragons will fill in the others.
So much of Bone Steel, I bet. And some vampire lady that'll show up later.
Because vampires.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. Thank you guys very much for listening.
We'll probably do it again next time.
Yeah, probably. So thanks for listening, guys. You can follow the show at Pop Culture. Or nope. You can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E. You can
on Zanga.
Zanga.com. No, that's not a thing anymore, is it? Is Zanga still around?
I don't know. Keep going. I have a good one for MySpace.
You can email the show
at MySpace
at
popculturefailure@gmail.com.
You can follow me at Sandwich Surplus. And also, I was just on Fifth Draw Wild with Matt Hoadley. I talked about a show that I love instead of one that I hate. I actually did. I was speaking about Avatar The Last Airbender and Legend of Korra on this episode, but I did do a previous episode about Turtles where I did mention this show and how much I hate it. Which kind of gave me the inspiration to start my own podcast. And here we are.
Sky, this isn't about you. This is about Mulan.
Sorry. So you should check that out. I was on that show.
I was only on this show because I don't even like doing this.
You could probably do Fifth Draw if you want.
I don't like anything.
You like Star Wars.
I don't like Star Wars.
That's not accurate at all.
That's literally all I like.
There's an enormous TIE fighter right there standing next to Darth Vader below a Ranger Scout. What is
Biker
his class?
Scout.
Biker Scout.
Ass hat.
Excuse me. On a speeder bike. I could see an R2-D2 cookie jar or bank. Is that a cookie jar or a bank?
It's literally just a ceramic R2-D2 that I bought at the Mexican flea market.
There's a Darth Vader helmet over there. And Star Wars art.
Don't forget the 5
AT-AT?
The five copies of the Star Wars trilogy on VHS over there. Yeah, I don't like Star Wars. What's your point?
And your Midwest love affair on the Twitters. What's the next episode?
Truce or Consequence?
Hmm.
The dragons are tired of Dragon Lord's oppressive regime and want to help the turtles send him back to the mirror. Are they for real?
Probably not.
My guess is not, because there are still a lot of episodes.
And none of them have any personalities?
Yeah. There is a four-part episode. Episodes 22 through 25 are Unchain My Heart, parts 1 through 4.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I think that introduces the vampire lady.
Yeah. Her name's Vam Me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No effort was put into that.
Vammy.
Cool.
It looks like she teams up with Simon Bonesteel.
Well, of course. When you have two amazing characters, why would you pass on an opportunity to combine them?
I hope Silver shows back up. He's my favorite.
He does seem to love what he does.
It's true.
Which is nice. I appreciate that in a villain.
He's
been the most competent of them.
We're only a couple away from King Wick.
James will be with us for that one.
Cool.
Yep. And then Alan's going to be with us for a Donatello spotlight. It's the one after next week.
The Donatello episodes are the worst.
Yes, they have been. But
did you wear a Ninja Turtle shirt on purpose again?
No, just luck of the draw. I have a lot of turtle shirts. Plus, I really like this shirt.
Cool.
But thank you very much for joining us, guys.
Yeah, we gotta go. I gotta poop.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed.
I'm getting the poop sweats.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Swear to God, if you haven't been recording.
I got some waves.
I'll kill everything. Turtles are on the scene. You mess with Green and it's gonna get mean. Ninja Turtles are on the scene. You mess with Green and it's gonna get mean.
All right. Ready?
Did you want to do a podcast today?
Probably should.
I'm going to bed. I'll see you.
Damn it.
Hit it. How many and yes, and do you have to edit out of this thing?
A lot.
That's why you're in charge of it. No one else has the patience to listen to you sigh constantly.
I don't like it, but I do it.
Ninja Turtles, The Next Mutation.
Indeed. Welcome back.
We're pop culture failure.
Fuck you.